The guys from Serpentine are with me, including the two new guys, Adam and
Owen.
See, I would pay so much attention to the press release. Sorry, boys. And Gareth and Chris and the drummer. Hey,
sorry.
Roy.
Sorry. I should know. I've probably seen you guys, you three as a band, but not as many times as anybody else in the last couple.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Very, you know, in the awesome. Railway a couple of times, Ad Rockel, various bits and pieces. The new boys, how did you find it last night?
Good, mate, really.
Yeah?
Good laugh, yeah.
Good laugh.
It's nice playing on stage, having everyone behind you, yeah. Knowing that, like, being trusting everyone that if you f*** it up, they'll be there to, like, carry you through.
Or yeah. Laugh
like,
back.
Give you an
yeah.
Evil look.
Yeah, yeah. Let me guess. The evil look comes from the keyboard player.
Yeah.
Because every band I've ever been in, I'm getting the evil look, what have I done?
No, I agree with Eric. I mean, this is, we've all said to each other, and it's something we definitely believe, is that this is the strongest lineup we've had for a musical perspective. It's just... it's so great. Everybody brings their own thing. Everybody brings their own influences. Yeah. And it just gels. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And everybody's got the chops for it. So.
Yeah. I mean, the new song struck me as heavier.
Yeah.
Slightly darker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly less fluffy.
Less fluffy.
I like fluffy. Don't get me
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, give me FM Indiscreet or something any day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's. I think what we've tried to do on this album is opposed to just saying, this is an AOR album from an AOR band. We've done AOR tracks. There's AOR songs on the album, but we've tried to pad it out with like cinematic tracks and a bit more sort of string orientated, symphonic kind of things. Chris has got a big sort of, he likes Nightwish a lot, which is like, you know, big on the keyboards, big on the guitars in a sort of slightly more epic way. And that's, you know, we've not tried to say, oh, we're not going to be an AOR band anymore. We've tried to incorporate new bits just to keep it interesting. I mean, don't you hate it when bands make the same album over and over and over again? No, nobody wants that.
Well, I think I've started noticing the last few months that there's a certain AOR label, who I won't mention, they are producing albums that do sound very, 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 very similar.
Yeah.
Now, they work, right, and people are buying them, and because it works, but... what you played me this morning and what you were doing last night does sound like it's that vein, but it's you, and it's not somebody trying to say, right, we'll make something that sounds exactly like
the thing is, I know what you're saying. The thing with project albums, it's all well and good, and everything's in the right place, and everything's probably, you know, as it should be, but it's a lot of times it's the same old faces on all the albums.
Yes.
And nobody's a machine, you know, we're all human, and there's only so many good licks you can put on so many good albums in such a period of time. And it just, you do start recycling things. If you have to come up with so many songs or so many ideas and things, you do recycle things. And you hear it sometimes in project albums. And it's like, I've just heard that on another album this guy's just done. Or, you know what I mean? It can be a bit tired.
We can have two different clientels now, I think. Or maybe even three. You know, not just AOR.
Mm-hmm.
We can have AOR, there's hard rock, and there's melodic rock, all throughout the album, so there's a little bit of everything for everybody, not just stuck on fluffiness, as we said earlier.
It just broadens our horizons, because I mean, alright, we've gigged with bands like FM, but we've also gigged with Amaranth and Crash Diet, and it's nice to have that sort of thing where you can sort of, you can change up what you're doing a little bit, you know?
Well, I think certainly the new songs, and actually the sound of the band as a whole last night, did sound almost as though you were more comfortable in what you were doing. It was like you were more you. I don't mean that as in a bad way on the previous albums, but you seem like a very comfortable unit, all playing something that you were all happy with every single thing you did.
I think that comes down to
the lineup as well.
We're all comfortable.
We all know what we're doing. We all bounce off each other on stage.
Yeah.
And I think if we all bond as a unit on stage, it comes out for a drill.
Oh, it comes down to the lineup. I mean, it also comes down to, I mean, we could have released an album 18 months ago, but it wouldn't have been exactly what we wanted. We were looking for a cohesive album where we're like, we are pleased with everything, every little facet of this album, and every track's got its own little bit where, you know, you might not hear it the first time you hear the album, but the second time you'll hear it, oh, you think, oh shit, that was great, you know.
I'm still hearing new stuff on it.
Yeah. So it's, we tried to make a record where people go, you know, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
It's not a record maybe that you'll put on once or twice in your car and then it'll sit on your shelf for a few years. I mean, we've tried to make an album that people go, wow, it's got a lot of facets to it.
And listen to it again and again. Yeah.
So
I, when I spoke to you and Chris in Rotherham 2 years ago,
You were talking about you were looking at working with Gary Hughes in 10.
Yeah.
And that's happened.
That all came to fruition.
Yes. How much of an influence has he had on all the songs, or is it just on some of them?
A lot. He's had a lot. I mean, when you co-write with somebody, yeah. I mean, in the past, me and Chris co-wrote pretty much all, I mean, the last album, co-wrote all the tunes with Tony.
Yeah.
And when you work with Tony, Tony brings Tony.
Yeah.
You know, you work with Tony because you say, oh, I really like what Tony Mills does, and he brings Tony. If you work with Gary, you don't then say to Gary, oh, try and do what Tony did.
Yeah.
You say to Gary, right, I want you to co-write the album, I want you to produce with us, because you like what Gary does. You can't then, you want him to play to his strengths. So, and I mean, it's funny, I mean, one of the reasons we actually approached Gary was because Chris and I were writing in that more sort of direction anyway.
Yeah. It was a darker
direction. And when we toured with 10, we were like, this guy, Gary would be perfect to work with us. And so, yeah, he's brought lots to the table. But at the same time, I would say there are bits where if you listen to it, you'd go, oh, Gary must have written that bit of music. And he didn't. It was just where Chris and I were going.
Well, there was one song last night in the set that I went, that's a Gary Hughes song.
Which one was that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it sounded like a 10 song or a Gary Hughes song.
Circle of Life.
I bet it was
Circle
of Life. It was. Was that a Gary song?
It was a co-written song.
It was all
a co-write, yeah.
But that was the only one that I thought that had his fingerprints on.
Yeah, I mean, he's... He's a talented guy, and we wanted to work as closely with him as possible.
It's not criticism.
No, no, I understand that.
He's a proven record.
He's got a track record, and he brings what he brings. Yeah. You know what Gary's going to bring. And I got a hand into the guy. He didn't co-write with us in like a half-assed way or anything.
Yeah, it was, did it properly.
Yeah.
I was quite surprised actually that it was only the one that I could go.
Okay.
That's a Gary Hughes song. Okay. So I think that's a good sign as well.
We're constantly sending stuff back and forth.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. They say, I'll try this, and then we try that, and then I'll try this. And then we have a piece of it.
Yeah.
It's a fun experience.
Yeah. So video tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then we'll sleep.
Yeah, we're going to leave it another 3 years before we make another album.
Yeah, yeah.
Video tomorrow and Sunday. And then... We're just starting to book some gigs.
Excellent.
Starting in June for later this year. So.
That'll be good stuff.
And yes, we're appearing on... The guy who's actually shooting the video tomorrow is a film director whose newest film we're featured on the soundtrack for.
Oh, right.
So that's cool as well. So that's a nice little tie-in.
That's good. Do we know what the film's called?
It's called The Forbidden Note.
Ah, right.
And we've recorded two new versions, an acoustic version and a new full electric version of Whatever I'll Take, which is using.
There you go. You always get a bit of a plug-in for everybody.
Yeah.
And the album's out in April?
24th of April in Europe and May in Japan.
And who's it through?
Through AOR Heavy in Europe and Marquee in Japan.
Excellent. Get it.
Yes.
Marvellous. All right. Well, thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks again.
Awesome.
Nice to see you again.
Thank
nice
you
to
very
see
much
you back
time.
Doing what you do
cheers,
best.
Yeah.
And welcome, boys.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
It's all good, man. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks again.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.